Giving yourself permission to do something for you. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Well, man, this topic is going to be sensitive for some people because, when we're sitting there talking about ourselves or something we want to do for ourselves, sometimes we get this, like, how can you be so selfish? And that word had such a negative connotation for me growing up, that I was selfish, and I'm like one of the least selfish people that I know. I'm tooting my own horn a little bit here, and not necessarily in a good way either. Like, I am one of the least selfish people that I know. I'm so willing to do extra things for other people, so much so that I don't necessarily take care of myself, so that's the negative downside to that. But when I learned to actually be selfish in a positive way, it was like the best thing ever. And it's so interesting how when you learn to be selfish, that the people that were telling you that you are selfish tend to fade away, because they are sucking from your ability to be selfish because they don't know how to be selfish for themselves. So they're selfish in a different way by being codependent and controlling of you. So to turn this into a positive thing, the being selfish is like, if you're gonna set time aside to go to the gym, is that really being selfish, or is that really taking care of yourself? You are allowed to do the things for yourself that you either crave or that your body needs. So if your vitamins are $75 a month and you're struggling with, you know, where else that $75 could go, guess what? You need your damn vitamins. Like, your body needs to be fed with the proper nutrients in order to be a functioning person. So when someone says, oh, I don't have time to, my thing is 2 to 3 orgasms a day keeps the doctor away. If you don't have time to take care of yourself in that way, your time is, like, valuable. It's irreplaceable. So if you're going to give your time to everybody else and not take the time to really take care of you and explore your body and just enjoy yourself just for the sake of enjoyment, that is a significant problem. So I'm here to tell you and share the story or the gift of empowerment. Becoming empowered is a significant journey, and there's days where we kind of take it away from ourselves, and then the next day we're like, oh crap, I did the thing. So we're going to practice on all the skills we know to re-empower ourselves. Just this podcast alone, there's days where I'm not empowering myself to do this podcast. And so when I am doing it, it's like, I'm empowered. I am free to speak and do the things that I deserve to do because I want to, and because I know it's so valuable and important for other people to hear. The empowerment journey is never ending. It's constant. And it's important to have the people in your life that are also working on empowering themselves, so that when you're hitting rock bottom, you can reach up for a hand and you'll have a ton trying to help you get to where you need to get. I started with experiencing some community events, and these women in these groups, there's such judgment-free, like, whatever your opinion is, you're respected and valued for who you are and what you have to offer this world. And that is something that is so new, and I am so excited to be able to share that with the world. So you are allowed to do something, anything, for yourself. You don't have to go to work to get paid and that be the thing you do for yourself. Like, paying yourself with your own time is so valuable for doing something for you. So I'd like to, I'm gonna put a survey in the show notes. And if you are driving, don't do this. But if you're not driving, take time to fill out the survey. Just, I want to hear, what do you do for yourself? And I'm not talking mani or pedi or going to the movies, like money spending things. I'm talking about your day-to-day energy management. Do you meditate? Do you write in a journal? Do you take time in the shower to actually massage your own head with your shampoo? Like, small little things that really make a huge difference in your day. Do you make sure you drink your coffee hot? Or do you make sure you sit down and read a newspaper or read something and drink a hot coffee? Whatever the particular activity is that you do to manage your own energy, your own mental health, your own empowerment, I would love to hear. This is something that is so vital. I'm also going to say, like, and this is, okay. So if you sit on your phone and you sit in the toilet for 20 minutes and that's your, like, self-care, that's, I guess, if that's what you do, fine, but that's not really self-care. That's like kind of hiding and numbing out. So if you're using your phone in excess, watching TV in excess, eating, binge eating things in excess, working in excess, even with the business, like, I love my business and I love working on it, because when I work on it, it shares the gift of empowerment with so many people, and I it can become addicting some days, but then I find myself constantly searching to give it to other people and not take it for myself. So I have to be careful. I have to make sure that I'm taking the time to do the other things that are for me, like taking time in the morning to meditate before I get out of bed, or stretching, whatever it is. So I want to hear how you do this for yourself. In the show notes, fill out the survey, and that way we can do some chatting. And if you don't do this for yourself, still fill out the survey. I don't do this. And we will have a free 20-minute conversation with little tips on how you can start this journey for yourself. I am so excited. I hope everyone has an amazing day. You deserve to be and as selfish as you desire. You are a beautiful person just the way you are. Have a good day. Bye.